We're number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game live today, Bridgestone Arena, game six, Preds and Canucks later on tonight. Pre-game at 5, the puck drop just after 6. Here on 102.5, 106.3, the game, but we talk some football, some Titans with our man, forever Titans wide receiver, Chris Sanders, who joins us now. Chris, good morning. What's up, my friend?
Man, how y'all doing? Y'all doing pretty good. I'm still trying to wake up. I need some Krispy Kreme donuts or a hot dog, man. I got to wake up a little bit, so I'm doing pretty good. Wow.
That's quite the combination.
Why are you tired?
He what?
Why are you tired?
Man, I'm coaching and working with helping with the natural cats and stuff like that, and you know, coaching track, and we got regions coming up, so I got a lot on my plate. But the good thing about it is I love my Fridays. I love talking to y'all, and I just need a donut and some grits, so I'll be good.
Well, we'll get you that for sure. The rumor mill going around when it comes to wide receivers: Tyler Boyd visiting Nashville, visiting the Titans. He visited the Chargers as well, but it looks like the Chargers are signing DJ Chark.
So it
appears that, according to some rumors out there, that the Titans may be signing Tyler Boyd. What would you think about that move if they bring him in?
Man, I think it would be really good because you look at this receiver room now. It got really, really crowded. I mean, you got Hop, you got Calvin Ridley, you got Burks, you got, you know, Kyle Phillips, you got some other guys that can play. But I think he brings the element of having a good slot player. I mean, you got to have a guy that's in the slot that can catch the choice routes and, you know, catch those slants and catch those seams and makes those plays in the slots, because you got those big two dogs on the outside. So if you get him in the inside and he's a reliable guy like he was at Cincinnati, you just went from a receiver room that was okay to being a great wide receiver room.
Well, and the thing I look at, too, is you know this, having played the game for so long. Rookie quarterbacks love what? They love the tight end. They love the slot receiver that they can dump the ball off to.
Yep.
And I think that Tyler Boyd would certainly fit that. You got Chig Okonkwo as well. Yep. But if you give Will Levis, even though I know he's going into his second year, but you give him those easy targets that – he has those safety blankets. I think Boyd can certainly be that.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, when you have a quarterback that feels comfortable throwing it to a guy that can make plays, when he gets in trouble, he's that safety valve. It's kind of like, you know, Frank Wycheck, rest his soul, that anytime Steve McNair or Neil O'Donnell got in trouble, he was consistently reliable. So you have a guy like Boyd who can catch the football and run after the catch. It just makes your quarterback situation, you know, just better. You feel really comfortable to doing it to that guy. So, but also, too, I want to talk about, don't give up on Burks yet. I'm telling you, don't give up on that guy yet. That guy, I think this guy, in my opinion, I think that guy's going to have a big year. And I think Brian Callahan's already talking about how good he's doing right now.
Well, you and Derek have the same feeling on that you know, that the last coaching staff didn't really put him in a position to succeed.
Right.
I think this one certainly could, but I mean, it's a crowded room now, which Chris, might be a good thing. You create competition.
It's a very good thing, because you look at it in 1999, look at all the receivers we had. We had myself, we had Derek Mason, we had Kevin Dyson, we had Yancey Thigpen, we had Isaac Bird. We had a lot of great wide receivers, but it made everybody better. It made you want to run the right route. It made you want to make every catch.
Joey Kent.
But a lot of guys that can play, so you better believe if you wasn't playing at the top of your game, you wasn't playing. So now you got a situation to where you have a crowded receiver room, but it's going to make Calvin Ridley better. It's going to make Hop better. It's going to make Burks' game to a whole different level. It's going to help Kyle Phillips. Kyle Phillips, I know he's consistently been hurt, but he's going to have to play well. So even though it's crowded, it's still enough room for guys to go out there and make some plays.
You know, most slot receivers, Chris, aren't 6'3", 225. I think he did a lot of damage at Arkansas out of the slot against some of the best, you know, corners in the country. Yeah. So do you put him in a slot and let him run his way that way?
Yeah, but there's so many things you can do in a slot. We think when you're in a slot that you just got to run a whole bunch of choice routes or, you know, the short digs and all that stuff. That's great. But what is the great asset for Burks is run after the catch. Look at what he did in Arkansas when he caught the little screen when he played against Alabama and took his 70 yards.
Right.
You can use him in the same capacity to run those speed sweep, to run those bubbles, to get the ball in his hands, because he's a big physical guy. Run after the catch is great. So let him do those things. He may not get out of his cuts like a small wide receiver, not a small wide receiver, but not as tall wide receiver that can get in and out of his cuts. But get the ball in his hands and let him make plays. That's his specialty.
Let me ask you this. You know, it used to be we build teams through the draft. How much are we building teams now through free agency? Because I think now that's like 70-30 free agency. Because if you go back and look, Chris, at the draft choices over the last 5 years, not a lot of those guys, not only are they not on the team, hell, they're not in the league.
I mean, you have to build in free agency, because if you build in free agency, look at what the Tennessee Titans did. Look at, you know, they addressed the secondary. They got Awuzie and they got Snead. And then they addressed the wide receiver position with Cavarelli. And then you get the quarterback, I mean, the offensive line position, which you get Cushenberry and some other offensive guys from the Browns. But then now you go into a draft with a different mentality. Now you get into a draft to where, you know what, I got a receiver, I can go to offensive lineman. If I get an offensive lineman, I can get a wide receiver. So now you go into the draft as opposed to you have to get this guy, but now you can just get the guy because he's the best available player.
He is Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver. I think they're going to sign some free agent safeties. I mean, I feel like that's next on the list. My guess is, you know, before minicamp next week, or I think it's next week, you'll see a lot of signings around the league and with the Titans. Yeah. But if they do that, and then you look at this cornerback group that they've assembled now, you got to feel pretty good about the secondary, don't you?
Oh, I really do. It reminds me when I got into the league in 1995. When I tell you our secondary was crazy, those guys were physical, they were strong, and they were the best in the league. You had Chris Dishman, you had Darrell Lewis, you had Marcus Roberts, you had Blaine Bish, you had Steve Jackson, the defensive back coach for the Tennessee Titans. They were just a collective group that were nasty. So now you got a situation in 2024 where you got that same ability. You got Awuzie that's physical at the line of scrimmage. You got Snead that'll choke somebody at the line of scrimmage like he did against Tyreek Hill. So when you have that type of players in the back end, it just makes everybody's job easy, because now you got Denard Wilson, the defensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans. It makes your job easy. So now you can blitz because you got those guys in the perimeter that's covering one-on-one, shut down corners.
All right, with this Tyler Boyd thing, is there a chance that you could have too much talent in the room? Rephrase this. There's only one football, right? And so you've got all these great receivers going on. You're adding more people. I mean, does this team need him? I mean, I don't know. I'm asking. I mean,
it's not that you need him, but, you know, a lot of wide receivers, they want the football. And D-Hop wants the football. You know, Burks is going to want the football. Cavarelli is going to want the football. And then Tyler Boyd is going to want the football also. But here's what we did in 1990, what made our team so special. Is yes, we had a lot of talent. Yes, we had a lot of speed. We had a lot of guys that can play. But everybody knew their role. I mean, if I caught five balls and Dyson caught five balls and Derek caught three balls, nobody cared, because our mentality is we want to win. So now you got a whole bunch of guys that are on the Tennessee Titans roster now with Calvin Ridley, you know, Hobb, you know, Kyle Phillips, all those guys that want to catch the football. They just got to know their role and say, okay, when my number's called, I got to make some plays.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, how difficult. I mean, you coach kids today. I mean, you know, I mean, in high school, I know, but it all starts that mentality of being in a team.
Yeah.
And I think once you guys were special, I mean, that's the problem, Chris.
Yep.
You guys in 99, that was a special team.
It was.
Everybody pulled the same direction. I'm telling you right now, I think 3/4 of the NFL teams don't pull in the same direction.
But, you know, I talk to my wife all the time. We have a thing called Marriage Monday. And she says this. She says this where she said, Chris, when you're in a marriage and we walk together, she said it's got to be intentional. And when you're on a football team and you say all the cute things at the beginning, hey, we're going to be a team, we're going to be a family, you got to love your coaches, that sounds good, but it's got to be intentional. And if you look at 1999, the reason why we all got along and the offensive line got along with the receivers got along with the DBs, is because it was intentional. A lot of teams say the cute stuff, we're a family, we're going to work together, but then all of a sudden it goes bad and we start pointing fingers. But when you're intentional about loving your brother, when you're intentional about being a good teammate, then you can make it work. And that's why we were successful in 1999.
You said something to us on the show a long time ago about you had dropped a pass that Steve had thrown you. And you said you felt so awful because you let him down that it really bothered you. Is that what this team needs to come together, you think, and say, look, we're all together in this. If you let you drop a pass, we all drop a pass. If you score, we all score. All that.
Yeah, and it's got to mean something to you. And you know, when I dropped the pass to Steve, it hurt my heart because I knew everything he did to try to give me the ball. He's scrambling. I mean, he's got a hurt ankle, a sternum. So if I drop a pass, I feel like I let the team down. But the good thing about a teammate is a teammate doesn't cuss you out. A teammate doesn't grab you by your face mask. He grabs you by the shoulder and say, listen, hey, I got you. Let's go make this thing work, as opposed to cussing him out. And listen, I'm not trying to pump up the 1999 team. But that's what we had. I mean, we had guys that loved each other. Bruce Matthews loved Derek Mason. Derek Mason loved Brad Hopkins. Brad Hopkins loved Neil O'Donnell. Neil O'Donnell loved Greg Favors. Greg Favors loved Josh Evans. We just loved the guys. It's not just, well, I love your brother, and, you know, then when things go bad, we cussing each other out. It's got to be intentional and say, you know what? You may have made a mistake. I'm not patting you. Just going to pat you on the back. I'm going to grab you and love you and say, hey, dog, we in this together, and we're going to go win this thing. That's how teams are built.
Who loved Yancey Thigpen?
God?
Yancey?
We'll leave it at that. How about
no,
that?
But
Chris, appreciate it as always, my friend.
I love y'all too, man. Appreciate y'all.
You have a good one. Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, joined. I had to. I can't resist on that one. 615-737-1025. What do you think? Should the Titans sign Tyler Boyd? Should they bring him into that receiver room? I'm intrigued by it. We'll discuss that and much more coming up next. 1025, 1063 The Game.